The Art and Industry of Business and Living podcast, discussing conscious choices around business, money, life and living, and creating a greater future for you and the planet. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the art and industry of business and living, and especially the living part at the moment. It's something I've really been looking at in the past week in my life. Just making, you know, checking in that I'm actually in the computation of all my choices and having a look at a bunch of stuff of, you know, and making sure I'm actually enjoying my choices and enjoying my life, no matter what it is I'm choosing. And yesterday was actually, we went to the Cirque du Soleil in Brisbane, and it was awesome. And it's called Curious, is the one that we went to see. And I went with my good friend here, Christopher Hughes, who's with me right now.
Hey, that's me.
Yeah, that's you.
Cool.
And your lovely husband, Andrew
yes.
Butterfield, and Miss Sarah Watt, who has been on my podcast quite a few times. And it was so inspiring. I actually started to look at, you know, what if we could do something like it was like make just that checking in like every week. It's like, you know, doing something that is so much fun for you, that you enjoy it, that is, you know, created here. And how does, like, I was so inspired with my body as well. And I mean, obviously I'm not going to, well, not obviously, like, jump up and if you've never seen a Cirque du Soleil, you need to go see one, or even just Google it, because it's like the things that these guys do with their bodies is off the charts. And it was, I don't know, sometimes I think we get caught up in business or caught up with different things. And I mean, even myself, it's like I travel around the world 9 to 10 months of the year, and I have a really full-on schedule with a lot of different things on it. And like I said, the last week, I'm just looking at it going, okay, I've got to make sure this works for me. I've got to make sure I'm in the computation and I'm actually enjoying what I'm choosing. So just a little bit of home play there for all of you out there. What if you tapped into your world and everything you're choosing, and are you enjoying it? And if you're not enjoying it, then you get to choose to change it. And it doesn't have to be from resistance and reaction. It's just from choosing something different, or choosing something greater, choosing something more, that this is your life. Are you living it? Are you creating what you'd like to do on the planet? And what is that? What is it that you desire to create for you and the planet? So Christopher Hughes, I saw this fantastic graphic on Facebook the other day, and I was like, oh my goodness, that rocks. And it's a telecall that you have that's going on for how long?
6 months.
And it's called The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly.
Yep.
Yep. So I want to ask you about it. And one of the things that really caught my eye, actually, which is interesting, because it was a rather long Facebook post. And I don't know about you, but nowadays it's like, feel like I'm an idiot. It's like, I don't read anymore. I watch a video. I listen to something. I glance at a photo.
If it's more than two lines, you've lost me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But you didn't lose me. You actually engaged with me, and I read the whole post. And that's when I said, hey, can I do a podcast with you on this? And I know that there's things that you'd like to talk about. And what I would like to start with is how you spoke about what you heard Gary Douglas talking about receiving as, and how people have misidentified receiving. So can you talk a little bit more about that?
Sure. I mean, I could go on forever on this
one. Well, we don't have forever.
I know, but you know, come on. You know. In the classes that I facilitate the most with Right Voice for You, receiving is probably one of the biggest topics that we dive into. Well, between receiving and allowance, those are huge things that I use with the people who come to my class to talk about engagement, because I have a slightly different perspective on what engagement is than I think a lot of people do. And receiving is a big part of it. Like, the fact that we are all as aware as we are, we're constantly receiving the world around us. And we may not identify that, because a lot of people seem to think that receiving is the stuff that you get. And that's where receiving stops.
It's like,
for them.
Oh, they must receive a lot, be good at receiving because they have so much stuff.
Right.
No,
not at all. They may be willing to have more money, but that's not the same as receiving.
No. And something I was looking at when I read your post, like The Good, The Bad, and The Ugly, is for me, what came up for me was how, if you're, because I read your post and then I went for a run, and I went for a run in the area that I go for a run a lot, so I know it, and I started to see things in a really different way. And I was looking at playing with the receiving of asking myself, okay, if I was going to receive everything here, it's like, you know, the people, the dogs, the nature, the houses, the, you know, what's changed, what hasn't changed, and receive it all. And I want to say like that good, the bad, and the ugly. And because I don't know how to even say this. It's like I see people do this filter.
Yeah.
And they'll go, I'll just receive this piece, but they won't receive everything. Like they won't receive anger, but they'll receive kindness, or they'll only receive anger and not kindness. You know?
Exactly.
It's like, so can you talk more about that?
Yeah. Like when I was a kid and growing up, the thing that actually led me to things like access consciousness or led me to start seeking was I always had this super intense experience of the world. And like, you know, you'd meet people and you'd feel the pain in their body, or you'd feel what was going on in their head, or you'd see a piece of art and it would just hit me like so intensely, or an experience of nature. But I always felt so separate to everything and everybody. Mm-hmm. I read this book when I was a kid. It was the autobiography of Andy Warhol, the mm-hmm. artist. And he said, I've been everywhere and I've seen everything and I've never been a part of any of it. And I was always like, uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, you're like, I get you, dude.
I get you. And there was a class I went to, a 7-day class in New Zealand one year with Gary Douglas, and you were definitely there probably too. And I was looking at this aspect of my life and asking for it to be different. And I said in the class, I said, hey, I want to include everyone in my world. And he said, that's nice, but that's not your issue. He said, you receive everybody and you have everybody in your world. You never let you be a part of their world.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, that's a different way of looking
at things. Okay. So I love doing these podcasts because they go down different roads. And I have been friends with you for, I don't know, how long?
12, 15 years.
Yeah, a long time. Mm-hmm. And how long did it take? Because this has been something that's occurred between you and I.
Absolutely.
Like, I was always like, Chris is one of my best mates. He's like, you know, he's a great friend. He's this. And yet you were like, yeah, you know, am I sort of with this attitude? And I was like, yes. Like, because I was like, you're my friend. You know, I look at you as someone that I'm so close to, that is really special to me, that has my back. I have, you know, your back, etc. But it was only in the past few years that you actually finally went, okay,
I'm going to let these people in.
Yeah.
And there, as I said with the story with Gary, it's not just been about letting people in. It's been about letting myself out. And to get there, I've had to look at some of the parts of myself that I thought were, that I had decided were good, decided were bad, and decided were too damn ugly to look at.
Right.
And when you're actually willing to do that and be that vulnerable with yourself, where you're willing to look at those things that you've decided are so awful about you, that's where you get to start to really be allowance.
Okay, so can you talk me through then, like, let's even look at our friendship.
Yeah.
And it's like, so what came up for you? Because I remember having discussions with you and you were like, I always feel like I'm on the outside. And I was like,
yeah,
but you're not. I don't know what else to do. I don't know what else to say to you. Like,
but that's the thing. No one else can include you. You have to include you.
Okay. So can you talk more about that?
Yeah. I mean, for me,
I think I've always been so willing just to go, hi.
Yeah.
I'm here. Are we friends? Excellent. Let's go.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can sit on a leather couch with a doctor and hash through mother issues all you want. But for me, what it came down to was I was always waiting for people to reject me and leave.
Ah, that's the pace I'm looking for. Yeah.
Yeah, that was my whole thing all my life. That was my escape route was, yeah, they're cool and I really like them, but I'm only going to let this go so far so that if they do decide I'm awful and want me gone, I won't take it that hard.
Yeah, you're prepared for it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm prepared. Been prepared for years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so to get back to that, the good, the bad, and the ugly thing, the thing that I had to look at for me was to go, wow, I constantly live my life and build all my friendships based on the impending rejection.
Wow.
Because I've decided somewhere that that is what I'm worth. And being able to go, no. And you've been a huge part of that, of facilitating that and going, wow, do you know what? Maybe I'm not such a horrible person that everyone wants to get rid of.
No, I'm like, I'm not going away. So yeah. You need to change something here because you're my friend. I decided that a long time ago. So, yeah. But what are we going to do here?
Yeah, exactly.
But we have had some really vulnerable moments where I was like, I'm not going away.
Mm.
It's like, not unless you want me to go away, but I'm not going away.
Yeah.
Like, not from my choice. So
exactly.
So can we be friends? And it's funny because when you say be friends too, it's like friendship has been a really weird thing for me my whole life because I never really got, you know, when people go, oh, this is my best friend or this is my friend. And I'm like,
right.
It has that, you know, so much, you know, hidden agendas that go with it. Oh, you're my friend, yeah. So you wouldn't do that. And it's like, no.
You
it's
have
like,
to behave this way and you yeah. have to take my call at this time.
Yeah.
If I've had a messy breakup, you have to be there, blah, 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 blah.
Well, I was talking to Sarah, yesterday, and I was saying, you know, because I would look at Sarah as a good friend of mine, and was I was looking at female friends. The female friends I have are definitely not female friends that, you know, have that place where it's like you have to check in or you have to call. It's like, I just know they're there. I think that's what you and I have had for so long too, is like, I know you're there. Mm. It's like, we can go quite a while without talking to each other, or we can talk to each other every day. It right. doesn't mean anything, and it's just there. It's palpable.
Mm.
Okay, so let's go like with the good, the bad, and the ugly. And it's like, what some of the tools that we can, that you can talk about? You can run processes, questions, whatever you want. Because I get what you're talking about is not unusual.
Yeah.
This is something that people create. So
yeah.
What can people start to do to address this? And I think actually I want to say acknowledge it, that it exists, because if you acknowledge something, you can change it.
Absolutely. And okay, well, again, this requires some vulnerability, but ask yourself, what have you decided is wrong about you?
Yeah, great question.
And start looking at that and going, okay, what if that wasn't wrong? Like I, as a young person growing up, the areas that I had the most judgment of myself were around my body and around my sexuality. And I came to a point of just going, what's so wrong about being bigger and being gay? So I decided to lean in. I went, okay, what would it take for me to just enjoy being a fat fag to whatever extent I can? But you know, when you use those charged words even,
yeah.
that really more correctly match the judgment that you have.
Yeah.
You just go, why am I resisting being that?
Yeah. And when you chose it.
Yeah, I chose it. And I probably chose it because I liked it. But yet at the same time, I'm trying to prove that I'm not it because I don't think it's right to be it.
Yeah.
So there's this whole messy head trip around it. And I'm just going, all right, be it. Be that thing you've decided is so awful.
And I like that you say you lean into it.
Yeah.
Claim, own, and acknowledge it.
Mm.
So what have you decided is wrong, is so wrong about you that you haven't been willing to acknowledge it, that if you did acknowledge it, could change your whole entire reality, or would change your whole entire reality? And everything at that is redestroy and uncreate it. Right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all names, shorts, boys, and meons. And that's the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement. You can find out more from the wonderful, amazing, beautiful Dr. Dane here on theclearingstatement.com if you choose. But if you've been listening to my podcast, you're like, yeah, I know this.
I got this
yeah,
down.
Yeah, this
I
works.
Know.
And that's a great question. And I want to actually address the vulnerability part too, because so many people, when you say you've got to get vulnerable, it's like what they define as vulnerability is weakness. It's like
mm-mm.
Being vulnerable is not weak. Being vulnerable is one of the greatest strengths and potencies and power that you can actually choose.
It takes courage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Totally does. And that's what was required for me to really allow people like you to be my friend, was the vulnerability to go, you know what, I can receive from these people. And receive the caring that they have, and they're not
these people. Those
yeah.
people.
No, but
yeah, I know.
To me,
yeah.
there was me and everybody else.
Yeah,
and it wasn't just you. It was my husband. It was some of the people that I'm so incredibly lucky to have in my life.
Yeah,
Gary Douglas, Brendan Watt, Dane here. These are all my friends.
Yeah,
but I would keep them a few meters away
yeah.
constantly to just quote unquote protect myself.
Yeah,
as though. If I was to be vulnerable, they would have the power to hurt me. But that's the lie that we walk around with as though it's true. The truth is, if you have the vulnerability to allow people into your life and to be a part of your life, they enrich it and you get more. It's not like suddenly you're open and exposed to attack, which is what people think vulnerability is.
Yeah, and no one can hurt you except for you.
Mm.
It's like if you're willing to have, you know, total awareness of everyone around you, then it's not like these surprise hits when something occurs. And one of the tools we talk about in Access is interesting point of view. It's just an interesting point of view that somebody has a point of view. So let's talk more about the good, the bad, and the ugly. What mm-hmm. is the good, the bad, and the ugly? What do people have to start looking at for themselves?
We gave them that one tip, which was, you know, what have you defined as bad about you? But also, what have you defined as right about you? There's mm-hmm. the other side of the coin, too, because, yeah. you know, what's always drew me to seek consciousness was that acknowledgement that nothing is good and nothing is bad. And as soon as you define something as either, you've actually locked it into being less than it could be. So what have you defined as right about you that if you didn't define as right, would change all realities and all non-realities and open the doors to a totally different possibility?
Hmm. And that's with you, your body, everything, your life,
yeah.
all of it.
Yeah.
Everything at that is times got saying right and one good and bad, pock and put on nine shorts, boys and meons.
Like, say, here's an example, sorry to cut you off, but we're waiting on a decision from the bank about a building that we're buying here in Brisbane mm-hmm. for the Antique Guild, which
yes.
is a business that we are both a part of. And, you know, I was freaking out a little bit going, oh, what if the bank says no? And what if this doesn't happen? What if it doesn't work? What if we don't get it? So what?
Yeah.
Are you dead?
Yeah, it's just a building.
It's just a building. It's just something. But if you decide that's the right thing and the good thing and the thing that must occur, you won't see all the other possibilities.
Well, I also, what I've noticed recently too is how many people try and create this predictable future.
Mm.
So if you go, well, when we get this building and you think that you can predict the future, you still mm. can't predict the future. There's always just something else available. Like friends of mine at the moment up the coast were going to get this house and, you know, they didn't get it. They gave it to somebody else, like to rent this house. I went, yeah, but hasn't everything always shown up greater? Isn't there just a greater possibility available for you? Just because this didn't show up, what else is available that you've not yet asked for? She was like, yep, I know. And it's like life always shows up greater when you're willing to function from that place of no predictable future and being in question and asking questions and receiving it. Mm-hmm. And that goes to everything. Like if you, like, you know, not getting that house, or if the bank loan didn't come through, which I'm pretty sure we're going to get it anyway. And it's like, but that goes to what we're originally talking about is the willingness to receive all of it. Because what if there was a possibility in a greatness in every single thing around you?
Yeah.
That to me is so thrilling and exciting. And it's like, yes.
And the freedom that there is in being willing to receive rejection. I've noticed that so many people do not ask for what they would like because they've already decided that the answer will be no.
So tell me some of the, I know in your Right Voice for You classes, you've done some little home plays with kids.
Yeah.
Tell us a couple of stories because
brilliant. These are funny. I get people to go and do that. I get them to go approach people and
so
ask them.
If you're listening to this, maybe this can be your home play.
Exactly. Go play with this. Go ask for three things from three different people that you know they're going to say no to. Just do it. See what occurs. The stuff that's occurred in classes has been amazing. I had one lady at my class in Buenos Aires, Argentina. She went, oh, I can get a no easy. She called her ex-husband.
Oh, I love this one.
And
yeah.
said, honey, when we divorced, you got three houses and I got one. Can I have another house? And she was fully expecting the no, but he went, okay, let's go see the lawyer on Monday.
And she got another house.
And she got another house. Like, wow. And, you know, the stories go on and on. People, the one place that people will more often reject you and not indulge you in whatever you're asking for is when you're asking them to receive.
Well, actually, there was one story that you told to me about this. And there was a woman who apparently went into the restaurant and a guy was eating some French fries. And she sat down and she said, can I share your French fries? Can I have some of your French fries? And he was like, looked at her and was like, yeah, sure. You know, so she has the French fries. And then didn't she say something like, can I buy you a drink?
Yeah.
And that's when it got weird
because
he had to receive.
Mm.
So again, there's that big R word.
The receive word. Because people think if they receive, then they owe you something.
Yeah. And so what if you just received? What if it wasn't about owing anything? And another piece to that too is what if it was never about having to create separation, like what you were talking about that you used to do because you're just waiting for that moment where someone's going to, you know, boot you out or anything anyway. So you'll create the separation to go, see, I'm ready for this.
Yeah.
What if you never had to create separation, and what if every single day was a choice to, I'm not like going to say without sounding cheesy, but fucking live it to the fullest.
Mm.
Like, are you choosing what it is you'd like to be choosing with your life today? And if not, then what action do you need to take to make that shit happen?
Yeah.
Everything that doesn't allow that, destroy and uncreate it, right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all nine shorts, boys and beyonds.
You know, one of the foundational tools in access consciousness is living in 10-second increments. And I always like got it, but didn't really totally get it when I would hear it described in class or whatever. And I have started using it recently in a way that I never have before. And it's totally changed the way I perceive this tool. And the way I've started using it now is I go to a restaurant and I'll look at the menu or I'll talk to the waiter and say, if you had 10 more seconds to live, what would you order?
Nice. I like that.
Which bottle of wine would you order if you had 10 more seconds to live? And they never say the most expensive one.
No.
They say the one that they really like.
Yeah.
And that's what I have been starting to do. Instead of like going, oh, well, that's too much carbohydrates or whatever. 10 more seconds. What do you want?
Right. Nice.
That's
I like it.
That's all you got.
Yeah. You're not too tired. You're not too busy. You're not too, it's like 10 more seconds. You got 10 more seconds to live your life. What are you going to choose? And then you've got another 10 seconds to live the rest of your life. What are you going to choose? Another 10 seconds to live the rest of your life. What are you going to choose? And you just keep choosing in 10-second increments. And for myself, I haven't done it in a while, actually, but what I used to do was go to that place of, like, that first thing in the morning when you wake up. Because I find, not so much now because I travel so much and my life is so different, but when I'm at home, I sort of have a little bit of a routine. Like, you'll wake up and, you know, go to the bathroom, and it's like, then make a coffee. And it's like, usually I'm getting ready for meetings. But just even that making a coffee, what I started to do is go, okay, so body, do you actually want a coffee? Yes. Okay. So you make the coffee. But then even, okay, as you're drinking it, do you want to drink this? And it's like, you might take a sip or two sips and then your body is done. But what I used to do was drink the whole coffee because I'd made it. You know, you commit to that, and it's like, no, what if each 10 seconds was a different choice? Even if you pour that coffee down the sink, or make it and don't even drink it, or ask. And it's like, you know, sometimes I might have tea. It's like, I mean, I know that sounds so simple, and yet if you start with those small things, what I found is with your whole entire life, you begin to choose in these 10-second increments with not making a choice and then making that this like hard, solid decision that cannot be changed. Anything can be changed.
Mm-hmm.
Everything can be changed. Okay. Even your life, if you're listening to this.
Yeah. And that's the whole point of this series, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly. It's about getting you to the point where you're actually creating your reality and your life, not from routine or from what you think you're supposed to do, but if you're really choosing from the whole menu.
Yeah.
Not just what you've decided is good and right, but choosing from the whole menu of what will create more, what would your life look like?
Absolute
what could your reality be?
Breath of fresh air. I'm so looking forward to this series, Chris. Mm. So where can people find it?
It's actually not on the Access Consciousness website. It's on my Kajabi site. But if you go to my website, MrChristopherHughes.com, you'll find information about it there.
Okay. And we'll put a link here too. So MrChristopherHughes.com.
Mm-hmm.
It's on your, and how long does it go for?
It goes for 6 months. We have one call a month, mm-hmm. but then we have clearing loops. We have a WhatsApp chat, and we wanted to give people the time over that 6 months to really sort of dig into these things and have a look at them and look at the change that occurs over time when you stay
consistent
with it.
Because, I mean, you know, should we be able to start choosing our reality in this 10 seconds? Absolutely. Do we? Mm. You know, we tend to go to these places of the good, the bad, and the ugly. So thank you for being that gift in the world that you are, Christopher Hughes, for all of these people choosing to come on for 6 months. It's like, how did they get so lucky?
Exactly. And it's only like $120 a month.
There you go.
It's very cheap.
It's very cheap. Considering I just were in Brisbane today and I bought bottled water and Cokes throughout the day. And I was like, Jesus Christ, when did a Coke become like $6? I was like... you know, I remember the days when they were like a dollar.
Yes, exactly.
Showing my age. So anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us here. So don't forget to check out MrChristopherHughes.com and check out his The Good, The Bad and The Ugly. And I've also got my 8th month program going with Mr. Brendan Watt, and it's ins and outs of relationship. And we've done one call so far. You can still sign up. It's we actually got really far on this first call. Brendan and I were quite thrilled about that. We were like, let's start here. And we actually started talking about receiving. That was one of the first things we started talking about. But everyone who's on there seems to be, you know, willing to receive a little bit more. It is very vulnerable, you know. Go to relationshipsdonedifferent.com/ins and outs. That's what it is. I always forget the URLs, and they make easy URLs and I still forget them. Mm-hmm. But you know what? You can't be good at everything, or can you? Right? Well, good and bad. Pock and pot, all nine, shorts, boys and beyonds. All right. I love you guys. Thank you so much for listening to my podcast. And I'm really grateful for all the feedback I get. The amount of people I meet around the world that go, I can't wait for Tuesday until your podcast come out. And I'm like, really? I'm like sitting in some room, random room somewhere around the world with, you know, some amazing people talking about hopefully stuff that's empowering you to know that you know and know that you can create something different for you, the planet, for whoever you choose. This is your choice, ladies and gentlemen. What are you going to choose? Thank you, Mr. Christopher Hughes, for joining me here.
It's always a pleasure and a delight.
I love you.
I love you too.
And thanks for accepting me as your friend.
You're welcome.